from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, as we put a close to this year, 2019, I guess we're putting a close to a decade of dolls. The reason we're doing that, well, it's just the end of the year. So Happy New Year, everybody. Here's a series of intros from the podcast to put you to sleep. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined. I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach, I sleep on my side, I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The one part of the podcast I need you to hear, these are the listeners that support the sponsors or support the show, keep it free for everybody, and so we celebrate them. And I want to thank Jenny, Julie G, Kat with a K, Catherine with a K, and Betty R, all entering their 5th year supporting the show on Patreon. And I want to thank our newest patrons, Catherine, Kathleen, Heather, Hunter, Stevie, and Avery, who recently all became patrons. Thank you so much for being a part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, keeping the podcast free for everybody. If you want to be a part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, tag the sponsor in a social media post, tag me, and I can thank you on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people getting ready for that Song a Day podcast you're putting out, and a lot of people do help out in the show, too. Can you tell us about both those things in one song?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes, too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullaby song.
I'm making a podcast.
About writing songs.
It's called As It Happens.
Song a Day.
And you can find it.
Just search for it.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Veil Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. That's Jonathan Mann, jonathanmann.net. And I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. And let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, or physical sensations. It changes in time or temperature, travel. Yeah, you know, but if you're just not feeling great, you might be feeling, however you're feeling, I'm here to help you. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents, superfluous dialogue. Comfort. I'm trying to be comforting, really, and a little bit silly. I'm going to try to earn your trust if you're new. Earn your trust so much that you don't need to pay attention to me. That's the kind of trust I'm looking for. So here's the thing. If you're new, let me give you a setup really early here. Structure of the show. First few minutes are business. That's how we keep the show free. And thanks to everybody that acts on that or goes to our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com, to check out more. But if you're new, not super important. Then there's an intro, which we've just started. And the intros are normally around 12 to 14 to 13 to 11 to 18 to 17 to 16, possibly 15 minutes or so. Kind of a show within a show, overly long monologue that helps you lay like a log, a friendly moss-covered log. So nice there, beautiful to ponder. You know, don't worry, it's not in your bed. I would not put any, woodland beings in your bed. But you could pat the moss and say, yeah, it's bedtime here. Scoots has already stopped making sense. So some listeners listen to the intro as they wind down, as they brush their teeth, as they get in bed. Some people listen while they're already in bed as they, get comfortable. They sink into their pillows, pull up their covers, find the most comfortable position, the most restful position, someplace where they just feel nice. So I can, let me tuck you in there. There you go. Let me tuck you in there on your side there and get you. Yeah, there we go. I'm going to get you nice and cozy. And that's kind of what the intro does, where I try to explain what the podcast is. And I end up not being able to do that. I try to make the new listeners feel welcome. Regular listeners say, oh, this is something familiar. Scoots is here to help. And then I also demonstrate my ability to lose focus, go off track, get on track, be a goofy, a little bit goofy. And, try to win your confidence, your confidence so strong that you don't have to pay attention to me. So that's what the intro does. Then there's, tonight we'll be talking about the Great New York State Fair. First we'll talk about the State Fair movie, the films in the State Fair. We'll also briefly talk about the great David Foster Wallace essay about the Illinois State Fair. And it'll kind of be like a history lesson. But ideally, you'll be history. You'll be sleeping. You'll be drifting off. And then there's some thank yous in the at the end. There's some business between the intro and the story. Yeah, so that's the structure of the show. And you can fall asleep at any time. Now, here's the things about this podcast. You don't really need to listen. You can kind of listen in whatever manner suits you best. And if you're new, you could test it out and see. Because a lot of people on their first or second try, I see a couple different approaches that I hear from people that email me or write reviews. One is you start off skeptical, which is, I applaud you, perfectly normal and natural reaction to the show. And you try to figure out, I have to earn your trust. That's kind of a normal compact. And I'm more than willing to do that. And it might take a few tries because you say, you're kind of earning my trust by losing it. Is that an intentional way you do that? And I say, well, no, it's kind of organic. It's an organic process. By just being myself, I both earn your trust and lose it in a way that makes you comfortable with me putting you to sleep. So you can listen, and eventually you'll find your way to how you like to listen, and that may change over time. I'll talk about that again. Then there's another approach for new listeners sometimes. It's like, okay, I'm going to try to listen and make sense of this or see what's going on. Or actually listen to the content, which can be done. But most people that listen to the show in that way, in an in-depth way, you still have to kind of listen to it loosely or on the second or third try. If you try to focus on what I'm saying too much, you may cross over right into my brain. You may pop right in my brain. And I've been in my brain my whole life. So I think it's better off you just say, okay, let me observe here. Let me relax in my bed. Let me give it a few tries. So those are two approaches. There's a lot of different ways to listen to this show. Some people listen to me so quietly and mumbling. Some people, English isn't their first language. Or maybe they don't speak English, so they're listening to me for the pace and the rhythm. And I'll give you a good pace and rhythm, at a nice pace and rhythm, or do my best. Some people listen to me at a normal volume. Some people listen at half speed or three quarters speed. Some listeners just listen to the intro. Some listeners skip the intro. Some listeners listen to 8 or 10 episodes in a row all night long. Some people don't start the podcast until they get up in the middle of the night, and they turn it on then. You know, some people listen to the show to unwind when they're weaving baskets or stuck in traffic. So however you want to use the show is fine. I mean, see, like, I can only make one type of podcast. You know, Patreon, we offer other stuff that if you want to mix and match how you listen. But, you know, but how you decide to use the content after I make it is, you know, it's fine. You use it how it works for you. But you don't really need to listen. You're also under no pressure to fall asleep. This is a podcast more to be here while you fall asleep, to keep you company, and to say, hey, it's okay, I've been there. I know it sucks that you can't fall asleep. Let me goof around. Let me over-explain myself in a way that explains nothing. And then I'll talk about a musical about the State Fair, an essay about a State Fair, and the history of the great New York State Fair. And what was I saying? And, you know, gently, I'll be here as you drift off at your leisure. But if you can't sleep, I'll be here too. I'll be here till the very end. I'm working here, and I'm trying to be present. When I record this show, I really am trying to be present and here for you, to keep you company. And I know that's a strange digital, you know, mishmash. But really, I'm sitting here, and I know I'm talking into your ears. And I know what it's like to toss and turn, because I've been there. And that's why I call it the deep, dark night, because that's how it can feel. And I just want to offer a little relief, a little goofing around. Mispronunciations, they come free. Those are organic. And I want to be your boar friend, your boar bud, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar bestie, if one day, you know, we reach that status. You know, your Barbara. I could bring, you know, if I'm your Barbara, I can bring, you know, the hair gel or whatever you need. Whatever, you know, I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company. So, give the podcast a few tries. I'm trying to think what else I could say. A lot of times, though, it is about me kind of trying to stay in the moment. And even during the intros, I try to pay attention, you know, if there's any outside noises that might impinge on the show. How I'm talking and how I'm pacing myself, which sometimes I can forget. But I try to remember that my job is to be here, just like I was sitting at your bedside. And part of that is because, like, I've been there recently and historically. And when I was a kid and I couldn't sleep because I was worried about school, I was already overthinking then. And it's kind of interesting to be in a place where you can look back and say, wow, I really was the person I am today. In some sense, in some essence-based sense, back then. And I couldn't sleep. Part of me wished someone would just sit there and not try to fix it and not try to make it go away, but just say, "Ooh, that's rough. What's going on? Well, I just can't stop thinking about school and stuff, and then I can't stop thinking about sleep, and I can't go to sleep. Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just sit here with you. If you want, I could pat your chest or your back. Or I could just sit here. I could even just put my hand on the side of your bed, not even, you know, touching you. Or I could fold my hands here. And I could just be here for you, because that sounds rough. Let me just sit here. You want me to tell you a story? Or you want me to rock silently, but not silently, in a rocking chair? Or what can I do to help? Any of that sound like it would help? Maybe people tried and I kind of said, no. You know, maybe it was more convoluted than that. But I don't know if this is my way of time traveling back to that little kid. But I know that little kid can relate to you. And maybe it's something much, much different. Maybe we can't totally relate. But I can say I can feel for you. If you're in some sort of straits, or whatever the right word is, I want to help. And all I want to do is be here. And maybe, you know, I can earn your trust. Maybe I can be comfortable. Most of the time I'm goofing around. And this isn't super serious. This is just the true intention of the podcast and me being honest with you. But maybe my goofing around could add some levity. And yeah, you could just kind of listen to me. It'll be interesting. I mean, tonight we'll be talking about this musical about the State Fair, which has its own plots and then the history of the fair. And maybe you've been to a county fair or like a field days or a festival or even a state fair in another state. And there's a lot there. There's cotton candy and there's the snacks and there's people and moving and in skies and maybe candied apples. And so, you know, we want to give you those kind of images and that's what we'll be doing tonight. So if you're new, this is a little bit different of an intro, but you know, that's what I've done 600 and whatever episodes, but I'm here to help. All I can do is my best and try to be here present for you, sitting right here. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm close to the mic. I've got a relaxed thingamajig going with my shoulders and stuff. So again, let me tuck you in here. Let me pat the side of your bed and say, hey, I'm going to be here to goof around and tell you a story, talk to you about state fairs type stuff tonight. And I'm here twice a week. More content if you're a patron. But either way, I work very hard and I strive because I really want to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable, all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. And then put your phone, you know, wherever you want to put your phone. Even face down, it'll still play. You also have gone off track already. Maybe I'll talk about the smarts, that kind of stuff. But first I got to get to where I am. Oh, okay. Turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place, a place where you feel welcome, where you feel affirmed, where you feel like you're going to be treated with dignity and respect. But most of all, where you feel like, hey, you really do deserve a good night's sleep. A place I try to create and smooth and pat and rub down and say, hey, come on in. I'm here. I'm going to try to help. What I'm going to do is just send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, Rusted tangents, faded sleep dust, extra words, you know, metaphor misfires. Have we said that before? If I was a video game, that would be like one of the things that happens to throw something extra at you. You'd be like, oh, no, that's, you're having a metaphor misfire. Your metaphors have misfired. Don't know where to go after that. But if you're new, here's the thing. If you're new, I'm glad you're here. This podcast is not just a little bit different. It's pretty different. So give it a few tries. Don't try to figure it out. I mean, you can. But maybe just kick back, listen, and see how it goes. Most people say, like most long-term listeners say, it took two or three tries before it started working or I stuck with the podcast. And even for some people, that was like a few months. They tried it once. They said, no, no, thank you. And then they said, well, let me see it again. And now they're like supporting the show on Patreon. So give it a few tries. See how it goes. And here's the thing. Here's the structure show. First few minutes are business. That's how we keep the show going, is the sponsors and the patrons at the top of the show. Then there's an intro that's usually around 12 minutes where I try to, that's where my metaphors start misfiring, because that's really what happens in the intro. I say, in a perfect, in a non-sleep podcast or some sort of more, you know, structured guru-based podcast, I'd say, okay, here's the podcast to put you to sleep. What we're going to do is I'm going to get some sympathetic vibrations going. I'm going to heat up some, you know, moisture and send it your way. I'm going to digitize this sleepy energy and put you to sleep. So let's get started. But that's not a method. That might be their actual method. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll patent that method. I'm not sure what it means, but we're going to stir up some eucalyptus in here. And I have my mortar and pestle going. Notice how I correctly said that, because I'm not a Scooter. So I'll be mortaring and pestling, aromatics. And then they'd go right on to the mortaring and the pestling or whatever, or pedaling, whatever. Maybe they're pedaling too. That's a pretty relaxing motion, in my opinion. Yeah, but for me, it takes 12 or 13 minutes, because they say, wait, mortar, how do you say that? Then they say, oh, what about that pedaling? I'm pedaling. Well, wasn't I going to talk about something else that I already forgot about? Well, it looks like my metaphor's misfired. Oh, wait a second. That's what I was going to talk about. Metaphor's misfiring. Oh, no, I think I was going to talk about something before that that I definitely forgot. Oh, no, smart speakers. Okay. But usually I do that for about six more minutes, which I will proceed to do from here on. But so that's the intro. Some people skip the intro, but most listeners use it as part of their wind-down routine. Or the daytime listeners or the double listeners use it as part of their, you know, a downtime routine at work or in traffic or whatever. So it's a way to ease you into bedtime. Really, that's what it is. And to prove my my competence by incompetency at putting you to sleep. Yeah, that's the intro. Then tonight, after, we'll have some business between the intro and the show to keep the show going. Then we'll talk about The Good Place, episode 13. Oh, lucky number for us. For us that love comedy and the characters. And just a little note for our listeners. The Good Place went so well as far as my ability to watch it multiple times and be immersed and mesmerized, really, by all the work and brilliance that go into that program on all the different levels, that we are going to, I have decided that when season three starts up, we will be returning to The Good Place for season three. And we'll go back to the season two, I guess, before season four, next summer or next spring. And in the meantime, maybe we'll have some Star Trek content between now and, I don't know, like, you'll be hearing this in the future from when I'm recording this. But I just want to let everybody know that The Good Place, like, I'm in love with that show and the people that I created in all the different ways, casting, acting, writing, producing, directing, set dressing particularly. So that's good news. Where was I, though? Okay, so we'll be talking about The Good Place later. Mostly, if you're new, we'll be talking about things like wicker balls, sculptures. I couldn't read my handwriting, and then I said, what is that? Is that a sculpture? Oh, yeah, it's a sculpture. You know, sofas, couches, bow ties. These are a few of the things I'll be covering. And then, just like we did other content, I say, that makes me wonder. Wonder why this thing or that. When Scooter wonders, he looks it up on Wikipedia. It's not even in an alliterative way. The Accidental Illiterist. Is that a book title I already invented? The Accidental Illiterist. It could be like a Richard Scarry, one of those traffic ones where all the traffic is jammed together. Yeah, do you get it? I'm not sure I get it. I'm sorry, I'm distracted. I'm looking for that gold bug or whatever. Anyway, back to the intro. Oh, no. So, yeah, then we'll talk about The Good Place. Then we'll have a thank you and good night. And if you're new, I think I've already demonstrated my ability to go off topic. But here's the thing. You don't really need to listen to me if you didn't figure that out already. You can kind of listen to me. You can totally listen because I'll be here all the way to the end to keep you company. But if you choose to, you could, let me drift away, or I'll let you drift away, or I'll stay at your side, walking side by side. Ideally, as you drift off into dreamland. But here's the flip side of that is that you're under no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here till the end talking about The Good Place and things I thought about or wondered about in The Good Place. And, groundbreaking things like, what's frozen yogurt or what's ice cream, that came up a couple weeks ago. So that's it. I'm here to help. I definitely have misfiring metaphors. I was going to say, if you have a smart speaker, think about smart speakers? I thought I would be able to talk about those for a while. I think with your phone, an Apple phone, you can say, hey, Siri, subscribe me. Or you could say, play Sleep With Me podcast, and she will subscribe you or start playing it. And I know with Google, you just say, hey, then G-O-O-G, however you spell that, play Sleep With Me podcast. And then you could put a sleep timer on it. And you could also do it with the ALX, like the Alex with an A at the end one. You say, hey, play Sleep With Me podcast. That's all you got to do. And they say, hey, set a sleep timer. I mean, the good thing is they'll play them back to back. So you could say, hey, set a sleep timer for 75 minutes. Or 8 hours. So give it a few try. Give it a try. I thought I had a metaphor in there. For hundreds of thousands of dollars, I could get a paper towel tube and come over and do that. I mean, the starting price is pretty expensive. And I just hold the paper towel tube to my mouth and do live versions of the podcast. But right now, so far, the only person I've done it for is imaginarily do it for Little Messy. And if you follow the podcast, that didn't go so high, even though it's only a thought experiment. Even my thoughts said, Scoots, you with the paper towel. That's probably why, though. I didn't have a paper towel tube in my imagination. But you, the billionaire. This goes wrong with my other ideas, like warming people's bathtubs, mostly generally ultra wealthy. Yeah, get in your bathtub. And believe me, I have my own, I talked about this many times, I'll have my own entrance and exit, or we'll have a way you'll never know I'm there. But you say, hey, I'm going to take a bath at 4:30. And you don't have to worry about the time or anything. Or believe me, this is all top of the line stuff. We know what we're doing. But then I come in and I get in your bathtub. But, don't worry about that part. But it'd be human warmed. So that way, it's just a luxury type thing. And I've had clients lately that say, well, I'm just going to get, if it's human warmed, I don't even need the water in there because I just wanted to do some thinking anyway. And now that the tub itself is warm, it's pretty good for just sitting and thinking in there. That's an add-on product for customers. I mean, I've never thought about combining the two businesses, but now I'm thinking, because if the bathtub's empty, they could just be sitting in there. And believe me, these, you should see some of these bathtubs. Holy cow, I say, that's like, I could like, so there's plenty of room. So I could get the paper towel tube and be like, okay, well, this is yet another add-on. Where I was trying to make a metaphor about the podcast and then maybe smart speakers and then misfiring metaphors. And things so misfired that now I'm holding a paper towel tube in my mouth, not in my mouth, sorry, to my mouth. Of course, you could always request that we, you know, cover it in gold foil or whatever, platinum, quote unquote, foil. And then I'll say, you know, I'll be doing the podcast, maybe more of a drone if I had a paper towel tube. But you'd say, well, is that a smart speaker? No, that's more of a snooze speaker. It's a Scoots. It's a Scoot speaker. Snoozy Scoot speaker to put us to sleep. Yeah, he just, we have him on retainer maybe because I don't know why, actually. You know what? Cancel that service. What are we thinking? I thought he was just a bathtub warmer. And also, what are we thinking with the bathtub? Okay, sorry, put myself out of business there. But that's good because I can be here with you to keep you company. And you know why I make this show is because I've been there, sleepless, tossing and turning in the deep, dark night. So all I want to do is help. So if you're new, give the show a few tries, as I said. See if it helps. It doesn't work for everybody. The creaky dulcet tones, they tend to have to grow on you. Because this is something to listen to and not really listen, depending on what your needs are. But if you're not going to fall asleep, you know, I've heard from some of you, and I'm dedicated to keeping you company right to the end of the show, believe me. This is really something I'm honored to do, if I can help, because I do believe you deserve a quality night's sleep and not any of that friggin' tossing and turning stuff, or if I can reduce that. Or make it a little bit relaxing, or as I saw some listeners mention, and we'll do it now, is if I can interject a little barely smile. And one of the patented ways I do that is a couple of techniques as we wind down here. And I'll tell you, I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate you stopping by. And I hope and I yearn to help you fall asleep. But yeah, go ahead and scrunch your shoulders up right up by your ears. And then let them unwind. And now do a couple forward shoulder rolls and backwards rolls. Now do some fists. Make some fit. Ball your fists up and slowly relax. 1, 2, 3. Now this is a new method I have that you don't have to do. You could even picture it, but palm to palm. Press your palms together. And 1, 2, 3. Let it slowly release. Now intertwine your hands, your fingers, and say, hey, all my fingers are giving one another a hug. My palms, I guess my palms are kissing one another, or just lying skin to skin, like a mother and a baby. And you could even have your thumbs give one another a rub or a pat on the back of your thumb, or the front of your thumb. I don't know what the front or the back is. And finally, oh no, wait, let's do like a pull your feet back and forward. Now let's circle our ankles to the left and to the right. Oh yeah. And now the most important method here, take a breath and you're going to squeeze your butt cheeks together. Oh yeah. Or, like, I don't know, because I'm sitting down, you're lying. Like, here's what you're going to do. Picture in your mind the St. Louis Arch. And have each butt cheek create its own St. Louis Arch. And now, but it's a balloon arch. And now, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, release that arch and let it deflate. So relaxed. I'm here to help. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to attempt to do the rest. And what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things you're thinking about in the past, or present, or future, physical feelings you're experiencing, or emotions that are coming up, or whatever it is. It could be other stuff, travel or other people traveling, changes in routine or work schedule, or situational. You might have something coming up, whatever it is. I'd like to take your mind off of that. And what I'm going to do is, in an attempt to create a safe place, I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, other stuff. Organic forgetfulness. Now available in jars, deposit pending or something, organic forgetfulness. Organic, well, anyway, we'll see if I can remember that. And that's not even I don't know if that's a veiled attempt at a pun, but it was an accidental pun. I already put on a scrap of paper to trademark that, but I don't think I did. But what I'm going to do is try to keep you company here while you fall asleep. I want to create a safe place. I truly believe you deserve to be treated with dignity, respect, and that you need a you maybe don't need a break at bedtime, but I think, it's not easy. Kermit said it one time, Kermit the Frog, not the other Kermits. Kermit said, I believe, I could quote, maybe paraphrasing here, Kermit. Oh, sorry. Only Miss Piggy can call Kermit Kermie. Sorry, Kermie. That means we're good friends. We're good friends. Who am I? How to get your number? Ooh, I don't know. It's a crossed wires, believe it or not. Perfect timing, though. Oh, because I was just paraphrasing you. Usually you're a little bit different in person. But I was just saying that one time. You said it's not easy being green. Oh, you sung it. Well, I think we'll pay. Kermit, I know you're like as big as they get, and I'm trying, because I'm in a podcast intro, I'm not squealing or squeeing. But normally I would, and I've learned, I say, this is totally awkward because I know the power dynamic is, but I got to get back to you, Kermit. I'm in the beginning of a podcast intro. I could use you in about 4 minutes. I could give you a bit more airtime. Oh, you were sleeping? Perfect. That's perfect. Just hold on 1 minute. Don't worry. I'll wake you right back up. Yeah, just leave the receiver. Don't worry. If I have to, I'll pause the podcast and shout to wake you up, Kermit. Okay, sorry before people... I believe that's Kermit the Frog. It could be, some sort of Kermit the Frog brain version of mine. So sorry, new listeners. I didn't mean to go off topic that fast, but, when you get a major league celebrity and you have a chance to butter them up while they're waiting on hold, one of your heroes, truly, in studio, kind of, in fantasy. Kermit, don't mutter in your sleep. Go back to sleep, Kermit. But don't fall too deeply asleep because I'm going to need you. Okay, what I was saying is it's not easy being green, as Kermit once said. Kermit the Frog. Sorry, full credit. Sorry, Kermit the Frog once said. I'm sorry, Kermit. You want me to read all this copy? No, I can't do that. This is just a thought. It's a thought exercise or whatever. I know, yeah, I do realize my thoughts need more exercise. Okay, sorry, I'm trying to, Kermit, why don't you take it easy? Kermit, I was just telling everyone that it's not easy to be green. And sometimes, whether it's our interpersonal relationships between, people or you know, forest friends, as I like to call our forest friends. I realize that you don't live in a forest. Kermit, you know, this is like, if you were watching this, it would be like when I was watching the Muppet Show. I don't know if you're pulling a Fozzie on me, but I got to get back to the regular listeners. You're making me feel like like I feel harried or whatever. You're not harried. Okay. Kermie. Okay. Yeah, just put the phone back down. Okay, sorry, listeners. It's again, some, you know, big shots are high maintenance sometimes. What can I say? I'm just kidding, Kermit. No, I didn't mean to get your attention again. Maybe subconsciously I did want to get your attention, but I really have to give my attention to new listeners. Yeah, so I wasn't expecting this to happen. Anyway, so new listeners, sorry, usually I don't go off that topic. And Kermit, actually, Kermit, let me introduce you to Sleep With Me, a podcast that puts you to sleep based on the idea everyone deserves a good night's sleep. I think we could all agree on that. Yes, and whether you're green or whatever wonderful color of the rainbow, it's not easy. And that's why I work so hard at this show. And there's not really a lot of rules around this show, but here's what to expect structurally. Usually the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going, is the people who actively participate in that section of the show, like the next day or before they go to sleep. Then there's an intro. Intros are usually 12 to 14 minutes. Usually I get to the point earlier in the intro. But they're kind of a show within a show, clearly. Yeah, it's time to get it started, Kermit. Exactly. That's what the intro is, but it takes 12 minutes to get it started. Yeah, I'm like a sputtering motor, for sure. Kermit the Frog, everyone. A new host to Sleep With Me, possibly. Oh, no, consultants. Okay. Yeah, can you bill me on 60-day, net 60? Okay, so anyway, so sorry. Kermit's really funny, even unintentionally. And by the way, listeners, I will be calling Kermit Kermy, especially if we have a consultee relationship. It'll be in the paperwork. Yeah, put that in, Kermit, have Scooter put that in the proposal. By the way, I'm Scooter also. Okay, so, this was not planned out. So there's a long intro, kind of like a monologue. It doesn't go anywhere because it's a metaphor for how the podcast works. Made to help you wind down and relax or feel comfortable. I mean, even when I'm having this constantly being interrupted by Kermit the Frog or Kermy. Kermit forgot to brush Kermit's teeth or something. So don't worry, not in the room right now. I'm still here to put you to sleep. So it's the intro, a show within a show while you wind down, or if you need comfort during the day, some chill time, or something to listen to while you brush your teeth. Then there's a story. Tonight will be our ongoing episodically serial modular series, Nuns in Space, The Stand Chronicles. Okay, here comes Kermit running back. Yeah. Does Gonzo know about Nuns in Space? No, but I did say that Pigs in Space was a big Kermit. I actually forgot until this moment it was Pigs in Space. I always thought it was Chickens in Space, and that it was Gonzo's idea. Oh yeah, well it makes sense, right? Okay, but yeah, I did attribute the Muppet Show to is inspiring a lot of everything for me. So thank you, by the way, Kermit. I don't think I've ever sent you a letter thanking you and everyone in the Henson family. So thank you. The podcast wouldn't exist without your help. So then there's a story, Nuns in Space, Stand Chronicles, which you could listen to, Kermit. I'll send you a personalized copy. And I'll send it to your representative's offices as well. Great. Okay. Good. Terrific. Kermit, like every sixth intro, I talk about Emmett Otter too. Did you have like an uncredited role in that? Maybe. Kermit just winked at me, everybody. This is it. I've hit the big time. Oh, Kermit, the listeners want to know why I haven't got your voice on the mic at all. But yeah, I'll just chuckle. So there's a story, a bedtime story, and then there's some thank yous at the end. Between the intro and the story, there's some more business. And that's about it. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour to keep you company, to take your mind off of whatever's keeping you awake. So that's it. And there's no need to listen to me. I think that's usually what I say when I'm trying to explain how the intro works. Kermit's laughing, like it's hilarious. No, it's true, Kermit. This would have been empowering for you if you just told Fozzie and Miss Piggy and Gonzo not to listen to you. Wait, think about this. Hear me out, Kermit. You don't need to listen to me. You can listen in whatever way you wish, because I'm just here to keep you company. Like Kermit kept me company as a child. It just like the Muppets were there for me to take my mind off of stuff, to tell me stories. No, I won't sing or do any tap dancing, though I have, Kermit, if you wanted to do a duet at some point outside of the podcast. But so, I don't know. This is rare. I've never had this happen before. I mean, I've had people call into my brain. Oh, I called you. Okay, well, I've accidentally had my brain call other celebrities, but never someone as big as you, Kermit. Big-hearted as you. You know, Kermit, that's what it, like, I always wanted, I have a nickname. If I have a nickname for you, it, like, that's a good sign, so. A good sign of what, okay. So, sorry, listeners. So here's the thing, you don't need to listen to me. I think you probably figured that out, as we covered. There's also no pressure to fall asleep, I'm going to be here for about an hour to take your mind off stuff, to keep you company in the deep, dark night, because I've been there. Feeling the meaning of that song, it's not easy being green. And if you, you know, and sometimes you like, you know, whatever, I want, you know, the other lyrics of other songs, they can be on your mind. Like the other, you know, some of the other Kermit lyrics, you could say, you know, I would like to form a rainbow connection. I feel like I have one with you, Kermit, and Roy G. Believe it or not, Kermit, this is, I don't know if this will make you laugh, but I have a rainbow connection with Roy G. Biv. You're looking at me blankly. Okay, Kermit, that's fine if you don't believe me. Kermit just said, am I the lover or the dreamer? And I'd say, well, why don't you call Roy G. Biv Esquire, by the way, Kermit. You'll be hearing from them. So anyway, I'm here to help. It's all I can do. Now, this podcast doesn't work for everybody. Surprise. But whether you're a frog feeling extra green, or you're a frog feeling super blue, or you're whatever Eeyore is, a stuffed donkey, feel, you know, whatever it is, I'm here to take your mind off stuff, to be keep you company, to goof around. You know, I don't, I'm here while you turn out the lights. I'm here while you take off makeup and the rest of the stuff. Here, Kermit, let me pat you on the back. I've always wanted to do that. Yeah, okay. I'm ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. I'm cradling Kermit the Frog. Kermit's head is in the crook of my arm backwards. I think Kermit's faking being asleep for my own, to increase my self-esteem. That's how good Kermit is. Because his mouth is open, like he's snoring, but he's not snoring because he wants you to be able to fall asleep. Also, Kermit's winking at me now, so I was correct. And what I'm going to do is tickle Kermit uncontrollably once I get off of here. But whatever it is, like, it's keeping you awake. I want to help. Spy Kiss doesn't work for everybody. This is one of the more different intros we've ever done. I think Kermit actually just fell asleep for real while faking asleep, which will make tickling Kermit even better. That was a test to see if Kermit was awake. And I'm not sure, because Kermit's, of course, a professional actor. So, whatever is it, like, oh, I just want to help you fall asleep. I work very hard. It doesn't work for everybody. Almost every single listener who listens to the show on a regular basis, which is like 150,000 people or something, say they needed to listen to the show two or three times before they became a regular listener, which I guess would qualify you as a regular listener. But before they said, oh, this helps, I like this. So give it a few tries. Well, it doesn't help for everybody. I hope it helps you. I appreciate your time. And I really yearn and I really strive. I work very hard because I want to help you fall asleep. I helped, and also tonight I helped Kermit the Frog fall asleep within my imagination. Thank you, Kermit. Yeah, possibly within my imagination. Thanks, everybody. Good night. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts that are, you know, that keep coming up, physical sensations that are distracting you from sleeping, emotions that are bubbling up, whatever it is. It could be travel, a change in routine, a change in weather, maybe you work the second or the third shift. Whatever it is, I'd like to help. And what I'm going to do is ideally earn your trust by treating you with dignity and respect and making you feel welcome. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Tones, not tomes. I don't think I've used tomes in the podcast before, so maybe I just crossed my fingers so I remember that, which I'll probably definitely forget. Creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, rustified tangents. I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to say I have a lot of, I don't have ums. I think I go, I do a lot of that when I open my mouth. I was never good at that as a kid when they'd say, hey, open your mouth and say, ah. And I'd say, no, I prefer to say no, thank you. And they say, no, open your mouth and say, ah. I'd say, no. Anyway, hopefully here you open your mouth and you say, oh. See if I could get a cheap sympathetic yawn out of you. I think I just sympathetically yawned myself, but whom? Don't I? This is a big point. These are the kinds of things that crack me up. Where was I, though? I think I lost where I was because I was so busy pandering to the part of me that thinks yawning's funny. Yeah, hopefully I'll remember tone. Oh, creaky doll said tones, pointless meanders. Filler words. Yeah, use a lot of filler words. That's totally planned out, my use of filler words. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to keep you company while you fall asleep. If you're new, this podcast is a little bit different. It does not make a whole lot of sense. It's extremely goofy. It's extremely goofy like a goofy friend. So ideally, that's what you're looking for. Give it a few tries. Try to relax and not make a whole lot of sense of it. You don't have to do that, though. You can pay close attention too. But I really want you to know I'm here to help, and I'm here to try to help. Let me help you by giving you the structure of the show. We start off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show going. Then we have an intro. The intros are normally around 12 minutes, although they may be 10, 11, 17, 15, 16. 13 or 14 minutes with any kind of seconds in there. And it's a bit of a show within a show, a monologue heavy on the log part, for sure. A monologue that lands like a log in mud, you say, boop, blop. But really, it's where I try to make a metaphor about the podcast where you might be like, oh, that doesn't make any sense, that metaphor. Oh, okay, I think I get it. And some people use it to wind down the intro. A few people skip the intro. Other people fall asleep during the intro. Some people listen all night. And that kind of goes into my first point, is that you don't really need to listen to me. You can listen, and I'll be here till the end to try to keep you company and to take your mind off of stuff. But you don't need to listen. Or you could just stop listening to me. Or slowly tune me out where I'm drifting further and further away. You can lower me to a mumble if you wish. But you don't have to pay close attention. I think that's what I was meant to say. Nothing like a tome. Also, when I say Tome, I want to say Fanoni Phone. That's another, I think I've given, that's like Flavor Flav reference. But so you don't really need to listen to me. And there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour to keep you company, to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar bud, your boar cuz. If you're in the San Diego region, your Barbara. Whatever it is, I'm going to be here to keep you company because I've been there tossing and turning and sleepless. And it feels as heavy when you can't sleep, it feels as heavy as a tome. And a tome to me, T-O-M-E. I don't know if you should, I don't think you should ever get in bed with a tome. I mean, maybe if you're a gnome, then maybe you do. Like, I guess you could see a gnome with a tome. A gnome in tome. A gnome in Rome carries a gnome with a tome in Rome. Come on, throw me a bone. That doesn't rhyme. But it's, because a tome to me seems heavy, it seems dusty. And it seems like it's got that cover, could have some runes on it. And you say, okay, what's going to happen when I open this tome? Or if you're an assistant to like some sort of sorceress or sorcerer, they say, you know, after you're finished mopping, make sure to read that tome, but not the tome with the blue binder, you know, the tome with the pea green one for novices. But you're not even, you know, and they say, make sure you know that tome by heart. And it's, well, actually, I'm sorry, Lady Witchbeard, I'm going to try to get some sleep tonight. Actually, I've been mopping all day. They say, what kind of, you know, magic assistant are you? And they say, well, this actually happened when I took gymnastics class. I don't know if I ever said this on the podcast, and this is a total tangent, but I think if I ever did live in a hamlet somewhere, where in a world where tomes were regularly used, and I, you know, my parents said, well, we want you to go live with Lady Witchbeard. You said you wanted to be a magic user, and she's, you know, the one that, you know, if you're her assistant to her assistant, one day, you know, she'll school you in the arts of sorcery. This same thing would happen, which was like, I took a gymnastics class. Well, I signed up for like the introductory. My parents signed me up, but I don't know how old I was, but I had probably just watched the Olympics. And I said, Mom, Dad, I got the Olympic spirit in me and I want to be a gymnast. And so they signed me up for a gymnastics class and I went, and I remember the first day. We were, a lot of the details are hazy, but we were, what's that thing called? The horse, the pommel horse, or the one where you jump over it. All we would do is we were running and then jumping on the thing. And I remember pulling the person aside, and I'm not usually like this, but I said, well, when are we going to be springing off of that thing and flipping? When's the flipping start? And I said, listen, I'm going to go get some water. When I can start flipping, how many flips will I be able to do after the first class? And whatever the answer the person said, and I was serious too. I said, well, I expect to be doing some sort of, one of those, you know, corkscrews, triple corks. Like, is this where I do axles and sow cows, or is that in, because I think I want to be able to do that in the winter. But I thought this was called vaulting, not running and stepping on a spring thing. And they sighed and they said, whatever they said, yeah, you won't be doing anything for like 6 months. And I said, okay, well, life lesson, I guess I said, this isn't the gymnastics class for me. And then my parents said, well, you know, the first lesson's free. I think they probably learned that. So that was a good life lesson for them, is don't buy the year package, which hopefully they didn't do. I don't know what my point was. I mean, I think like, I wonder if any gymnasts have done, well, one, is there a world where gnomes are doing gymnastics? Of course there are. Is there a world where tomes are doing gymnastics? Of course. Are there tomes on gymnastics featuring gnomes? Probably. And this podcast can be a bit like that. If your brain works like mine does, kind of, it's like, why haven't we made progress? Why isn't this instantly happening? I'm sure that night I probably said, I'm sure the night before my gymnastics class, when I was paging through my imaginary tomes about my gymnastics victories at the upcoming Olympics, I was thinking about, well, by this time tomorrow, I'll be able to do a double axel or some sort, you know, I'll be tumbling, I'll be rumbling. And that's it. All my problems at school. This is really how my brain works. I said, that's it. After this first gymnastics class, I'm going to be on easy street. And then I'm sure the next night after, I said, well, so I checked off my list. I said, okay, gymnastics didn't fix everything. What could be the next thing? Chemistry set was probably the next thing on my list. But they can kind of leave you tossing, turning, at least for me, to be like, huh, what is this? They think they call it all or nothing thinking or fantastic. I guess what it comes down to is whether you're a kid or an adult, it's not easy. And sometimes you have ideas and sometimes you have, this episode will have a little bit of a visit from my internal critic, a short visit, where you see, well, how come it's hard to get ideas out sometimes? What prevents them from getting out and breathing and seeing what they're like and that kind of pressure that we can put on ourselves? And for me, I would love the honor of being able to relieve some of that pressure for you by just coming in, goofing around like I do in these intros, and then tonight kind of telling you a little bit of a story. It takes place in beautiful downtown Oakland, California, and it even features a visit from a challenge coin. So if that sounds good, just see how it goes. If you're new, give the show a few tries. Like the reviewers, literally 90-something percent of them say, it took 2 or 3 times till I realized the show was not meant to be taken seriously, and I could just kick back and enjoy it and fall asleep. And if it doesn't work for you, you know, I like, there's some cool things on LibriVox. There's other things. There's Shipping News is another podcast. You could check out the Shipping News. So that's something to check out. But I don't know. I guess like I'm here to help. Whether you're a gnome, a tome, or, a kid gymnast or a kid that went to one gymnastics class, I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I'd like to help. I appreciate you coming by. Not only do I wish it, I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. Thanks so much. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or routine, whatever's keeping you awake. It could be any a variety of things. And it is important what's keeping you awake. What I'm here to do is try to help create a safe place where you could rest. You can lay down. If you're carrying any burdens, physical or metaphorical, you could try to lie them down here. They have plenty of, there's some storage over here. Individual personalized storage, plenty of space. Even has those little plastic things on the inside. They say, hey, that makes it even smell better in there. So I'm here for a place for you to lay those down, or, you can lie down too after you put down your burdens. You could lie down with your back, like a lot of places people would say, you're going to lie down with your backpack on. A lot of places that I go and lie down, that's not the first thing. That's like the 30th thing they ask of why I'm lying down there. I say, well, I'm testing stuff out for the podcast. No one's ever lied down in a 99-cent store before. And I said, well, don't worry. I already figured out it's probably not the best place to lie down. I didn't need you to, I was just, seeing the sound my elbow makes on this floor. It's interesting. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, but in that case, they also said, I managed to explain it to them. It turns out the manager actually was a podcast listener. Even a podcast listener said, why are you going to lie down on the floor? Again, they said, why are you lying down on the floor? And then they said, why are you lying down with a backpack on? And I said, I don't know. I just prefer to, at this moment, I prefer to lie down with my backpack on. And then somebody said, why are you wearing a backpack in a 99-cent store? And I said, well, I prefer to always have a bag. I say, I got stuff on my back. It's a pack for stuff that's, you know. Okay, let me get back to this. I guess this place is so safe. If you want to keep your backpack on, go right ahead. You want a backpack? We got them. You say, you know what? I didn't think of it. I had some stuff in my pockets. You could put it in the backpack. You could put the backpack on, or you could put it in some of our storage here. Welcome to the virtual version of Sleep With Me, a safe place. What else does it come with? Well, here's other things. I'm going to try to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents, rustified tangents, a lot of other things. I'm going to go off topic, as I just did. So if you're new, let me get you settled here. Here's what to expect. First few minutes start off with business. That's how we keep the show going. Then we have an intro. The intro is around 12 minutes of senseless banter. I don't know if it's banter, but it's a senseless babbling. It's been described as, I would say, well, come on, give me a little something. I don't know if I'm babbling. I'll take rambling. Senseless rambling. I could take that. And really what it does is it gives you a chance to get ready for bed, to start to wind down. For new listeners, it lets them see the nonsense. They get right to the nonsense. Some people listen as they're brushing their teeth. Some people fall asleep during the intro. Some people listen to it when they're in traffic. Whatever it is, I'm here to help. The intro. So the intro is the beginning of the show. Then tonight we'll be talking about Star Trek The Next Generation. And it'll be really, you might not know. You say, what are you talking, that was Star Trek The Next Generation you talked about. And yeah, we'll talk about some facts that came up. We'll talk about filaments, quantum filaments. So we'll be covering those things also coming up here. And then there's some thank yous at the end. In between the intro and the story is some business. So that's the show structurally, what to expect. Here's the other things. You don't really need to listen to me. You can kind of listen. You could barely, you know, you could turn me into a mumble, or you could listen close. If you need company, like you're having a real tough time, I'll be here talking about Star Trek The Next Generation till the end. And, you know, Modern Major General. I don't know if you're a fan of Gilbert and Sullivan. I don't think I'll, you know, but we'll be talking about that later. So I'll be here to keep you company. But you don't need to listen. And also, there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to keep you company till the end. So fall asleep when you wish. The whole idea of the show is I take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake. And I guess the perfect backpack. Like, what if there was, well, like, I don't know if this would be the perfect backpack. I was just thinking, I was trying to make a metaphor for the podcast. That's what I do with these intros. And I was thinking, like, the perfect backpack would be one you don't know you have it on, even when there's stuff in it. And it doesn't make your back sweat. I mean, that's one for me. I mean, I guess I don't mind sweating. I'm not that, but I say, if we could get less back sweat, that would be terrific, especially when I'm trying to catch a bus. Part of me wants to say, yeah, the perfect backpack would be one you wouldn't know you had on. But then, of course, that would cause all sorts of issues. First I'd be like, oh my gosh, there's all my stuff in here. Because I didn't know, I can't sense its mass or whatever weight. And it's, oh no, don't worry, it is. It's just in a feather-like container that makes the things within it feather-like. And I'd say, wait, hold on. This is the invention part of my brain. I say, hold on, you invented a technology, a container, if that is feather light, and makes what is within it feather light. And you use that technology on a backpack? Oh, yeah. It's going to be the next biggest thing in backpacks. Can't wait. It's been my dream, my whole lifetime of trial and error, mostly, you know, trials and errors and tears. But yeah, it's finally, my dream is, you know, I finally found the, you know, right level of quantum mechanics. And I hired, you know, I even hired a couple of them. And we finally, we did some tinkering. You know, we did, you know, we got into one of the big particle accelerators. We've done it all. We cracked the code for the Featherlight backpack. And they say, wait a second. No, I guess you weren't listening to me. Like, so you're all, are you licensing this technology to anything else? No. This is my dream. This is like, I just want to use it for the perfect, this is the perfect backpack. Okay, well, I'm going to, like, I'm trying to validate your dream without saying, because just earlier, I didn't know you'd be here as the inventor of this technology, but I was kind of invalidating it because I was saying, what if you sit down, you don't know if you have a backpack on? What if you lie down in a 99-cent store to take a nap as an experiment, by the way, and you don't know you have it on, and then people say, what do you got a backpack on for? Well, you wouldn't care because it's Featherlight. Okay, but yeah, so I know this is your life's work, having a Featherlight backpack. Maybe, well, here's an idea. Let me try to say, to encourage you and encourage you to the yes next level. What if we license this technology out? And you could just give me a small commission to do so, because I'm sure even a tiny percentage of this is going to be. So you have a container. And when you put stuff in it, it's Featherlight. Yeah, it is. Okay, so, because we could, I think we could probably, there's plenty of other applications we could use it in. But no, I just want to use it in the backpack. It's actually within the backpack. And it, then we could make the backpacks for free. Or at a super, you could sell them as a loss leader. Well, no, I want to make money for my backpack. Okay, great. I'll tell you what. Why don't you come in here for a hug that's as comforting as a feather? Yeah, come on in, inventor brain. I'm sorry. I think I would love a Featherlight backpack that makes everything in there Featherlight. So let's say, yeah, everything in there be Featherlight. Here's the thing. Could I put my heavy thoughts in there? In your frown from me over-explaining your idea? Your great idea of a Featherlight backpack? Well, I don't know. I never tried to put heavy thoughts in a backpack before ever. Well, before this, we would have had no reason to. Maybe that could be part of our marketing. How much is my partnership in this, since you're part of my imagination? No, it's not a... Sorry. Okay, but anyway, I just want to still encourage you. So if we... So I can put my heavy thoughts inside this backpack and there'll be Featherlight. Not only will it be Featherlight, they'll be secured to your back for you to carry them around. And they'll be out of my brain, too. Yeah, by the way, I think this is almost a metaphor for the podcast. Not a clear one, but I think you could even move on. Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, I mean, I guess the idea of the podcast is to give you a distraction, to take whatever keeping you off, I still don't understand how the tech is this based on Earth-based technology or something from outer, fallen from outer space? Oh, it's a imaginary. It's a new imaginary technology. Oh, okay. Even our imaginary technology, we have interesting uses. We couldn't have gone broad with this. I mean, you think of all the problems we could solve, right? Like backpack-related issues are going to be fixed forever. Okay, I'll get back to you. Let me get back to the audience. So the whole idea, hey, everybody, sorry, I'm back. Had a little BizCon there. Is that what they're called? That was an internal conference call. Ooh, yeah. No wonder I toss and turn at night. But so the whole idea of the podcast is very similar. It's to give you, to give a little lightness to your thoughts, to give a little lightness to bedtime, to be a little silly and to keep you company. Because I really believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I like to help. Now, it doesn't work for everybody. This podcast is a little bit different, just a teensy bit different. But it's well-intentioned. I've been there suffering in the deep, dark night, tossing and turning. And I just wanted something to keep me company and to take my mind off of stuff. So I made this show in the hopes it would help you. So give it a few tries. And most listeners say it took two or three tries. And then they were like, oh, okay, I get it now. But, you know, I'm here to help. I strive and I yearn because I really want to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going.
Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.